Well, the Trump administration opened another front today, issuing a letter to states that allows them to impose work requirements on people who receive Medicaid, the biggest change to that program for low-income and frail people in its more than 50-year history. Sarah Cliff, the health policy reporter at Vox, is here. And Sarah, 10 states have been wanting to add work requirements, the way work requirements were added decades ago for welfare payments and food stamps. The Obama administration said no. So remind us further, who is on Medicaid?
So there are about 75 million Americans on Medicaid. It is a very large program. And this particular part, you know, it does cut out some of the populations that are on Medicaid, a good number of pregnant women, disabled, the elderly. But for able-bodied adults, which has about 27 million or so people on Medicaid, this requirement could potentially apply to them.
Well, and we understand, though, that according to Kaiser Health News, 60% of able-bodied people on Medicaid are already working. And of the 40% who remain, many are disabled or caring for young children or in school. So what is it that schools, rather states, want to do?
Yeah, that's a great point that you make, Robin, that people on Medicaid, they are traditionally already working. They're working in low-wage jobs that don't provide health insurance coverage, but most of them are already in a job, which does beg this question of what do states want it to do? And like you said, there are a number of people who are caring for sick relatives, who are in school, who are caring for their own children. So according to the studies I've looked at, we're looking at maybe less than 10% of the population that is on Medicaid and not currently engaged in some sort of activity, whether that's working or caregiving. And these states are looking at that population, essentially. They are saying that if you want to be on Medicaid, we want to encourage you to get a job. It is a very, very different approach than what we've seen in the 50 years of Medicaid's existence. And it focuses on a relatively small segment of Medicaid enrollees that are not currently working.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Seema Varma tweeted out that it was to incentivize community engagement among these able-bodied beneficiaries. But as we've said, it's a smallish number. What's been the, you know, criticism of it?
So the criticism really has to do with some things that are logistic and some things that are fundamental about Medicare. And I'll start with Medicaid. And I'll start with that last one. So there has been, you know, since Medicaid was created, a promise that if you qualify based on your income and certain categories that you fall into, that you would get health coverage, that it would not be conditional on certain actions that you took. This is similar to the Medicare program, where if you turn 65, you qualify for coverage. So it really breaks that fundamental promise that Medicaid has made for 50 years that says if you end up in one of these disadvantaged categories, we are definitely going to give you coverage. Another criticism that's less philosophical, just more logistical, is whether it's worth all the work. As you mentioned, Robin, it's a really small population, and it's going to be a lot of bureaucracy to check if these people are working, to have them submit the paperwork, to have some government official review it. I think there are open questions about how much it will cost a state to run a work requirement, whether that feels worth the investment for what they would be getting out of it.
Well, I was going to say, and so who oversees? So the states would come up with plans, and then someone would have to oversee that. So you, as you say, it's layers of bureaucracy. But in the minute we have, does this have anything to do with the fact that Medicaid was expanded under the Affordable Care Act to people just slightly above the federal poverty level?
It sort of does. So before the Medicaid expansion that was part of the Affordable Care Act, it was usually restricted to the disabled, the pregnant, children, and those people are exempt from the work requirement. The thing that Obamacare did is it extended Obamacare to a lot of able-bodied adults, to people who are low income, right, you know, might be single, but don't have kids. And those are the people who would be hit by this requirement. They gained Medicaid a few years ago. Most of them, like I said earlier, they're already working. But those that aren't, they are the ones who could stand to lose coverage, these new recipients of Medicaid who are part of the Affordable Care Act.
That's Sarah Cliff, health policy reporter at Vox, as states today got the letter from the Trump administration saying that they can have a work mandate for Medicaid recipients. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.